boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't know about you, but I went total fall girl mode this weekend. And I think the problem was the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market.
Go on.
I found this booth. Literally, it was kind of the, I don't know roads, so this is going to be very complicated for me. We're right across from Cliff's Dive Bar. So it's the road right next to Cliff's Dive Bar. And there was just all these cute fall t-shirts and sweatshirts and crew necks. And I found this one and it said Fall Romance Book Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I love romance.
Of course.
And had all these cute little fall stuff on it, from cinnamon rolls to sweaters to scarves. It was so freaking cute. And then I went home and went into fall girl mode.
Mm-hmm.
I put my Ugg boots on. I put giant fuzzy socks on. I put some fall candles on. And then I texted you over the weekend, I think yesterday, and I was like, I'm craving an apple drink. So I had to go to the store and get a green apple.
Aggressive.
Jolly Ranchers, like, you know, little packet drink.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't even it. I had soup. There's more. I just went fall girl mode.
I did the same thing. I also got a sweatshirt from that same booth that says all booked for fall with cutesy little spooky fall things on it. I did pull my Uggs out. I went a little crazy grocery shopping and treated myself to pumpkin-shaped casserole mini dishes. I can't wait to put soup in them.
I've been wanting them so bad. I wanted those last year.
Do it. I got them because I know that I'm just going to put like chili on it.
That's all I want to do. I'm not going to use them for what they're actually for.
No, I'm not going to make a mini casserole. I'm going to put soup in it.
I mean, other people are going to do that. Fun, cool people. I want to literally put soup in it.
Uh-huh. I got that. I cleaned out my coffee maker, so I'm ready for hot coffee season. Dude, I'm ready. And now here we are, and it's 80 degrees outside, so all that was for nothing.
It's so funny you say that, because I went to the coffee drive-thru this morning. I swore I ordered a hot, like, pumpkin spice coffee, and I picked it up indoors. And they're like, yeah, this one's for Destiny, and I go, oh, I thought it was hot. They're like, well, we could make it hot for you. Of course, you know, I don't like any inconvenience. I was like, no, it's fine. But deep and down, I'm like, it's not fine. I just want a hot coffee right now.
Oh, God. I'm really glad you didn't have that breakdown in front of anybody.
No, I just had it in the car.
Good.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Most of the time when you think about college football, you're like, wow, you're seeing like young guys' dreams coming true.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working their whole life to take the field. But that wasn't just the case this weekend. One 66-year-old man's dream came true on the football field. Now, he wasn't a player. Don't worry. That would be probably dangerous. But
that would be iconic.
Everybody on the internet was talking about Kent Broussard, who is a 66-year-old freshman band member at Louisiana State University. Okay? So he made his debut and was all over the place. I'm talking ESPN, Barstool. Everybody was posting about this guy because he is the sweetest 66-year-old man. He's in the band section at the game playing his tuba. So apparently people have looked into this a little bit because they're like, how did we get here? No judgment, but how did we get here? 5 years ago, he picked up the tuba and started training. Note, by the way, he grew up going to LSU games and was a huge fan and always was sitting near the band and admiring what they do at game day. So he started training and learning how to play the tuba 5 years ago.
That's cool.
He retired in 2023. He enrolled at LSU with the sole goal of playing tuba in the Tiger Band. And this year, he made his debut. He made it. And he's in the band, baby.
Okay. There's so much to unpack here. One, age is just a number.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you ever think you are too old,
you're not,
to accomplish your dreams, you're literally not.
Mm-mm.
Ever. And then also, as somebody who was in band I can tell you it's not easy.
Well, I was like, tuba.
That's definitely not.
I mean, you were
harder
hauling that thing around the field.
Uh-huh. I did clarinet and then I did color guard. And I'm telling you, it is hard on the body. Mm. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of early mornings. It's a lot of late nights. So at 66, I can only imagine what you're doing to your body at that age. Doing a marching band. That's crazy.
Well, and a collegiate one at that.
I know. Probably, I mean, I was doing high school. This is a whole nother level what you're doing.
I would need to look into it. I don't know if they're like a high step band. Like, there are bands who have signature, like, ways they move across the field into a million formations. This man, I mean, he's a superhero.
Okay, so I have so many more questions. Do we know how much longer, like, does he want to keep going? Like, how many more years does he want to be in the band? Because you're,
I don't know. I'm sure you have 4 or 5 years of eligibility like any other.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Then do it. Do all 4 or 5 years.
I'm here for it.
I want to see it.
Yeah, he's living his best
life. That's awesome. But then I'm like, I hope other people do it. If that was your dream, do it.
Can I tell you my dream?
Can I tell you mine after?
Yeah. I want to be a 66-year-old golden girl. Like, you know,
I didn't expect you to say that.
At the University of Iowa, I did baton for like a year when I was 8, probably. Uh-huh. I'm like, maybe when I retire, I'll pick up a baton and then I'll audition. There can only be one, and they've never had one of that age.
I love that for you. Okay, so mine is something kind of like, it's also at the University of Iowa. I've always wanted to go. I've always wanted to be a student at the University of Iowa. I've always wanted to be in the stands as a student.
Mm.
That's why, remember my ex, he had season tickets, and he tried to get our tickets as close to the student section so I could live out my dream.
Mm.
But I really want to be a student at the University of Iowa really bad. I want to drink one day like they do. I know it's stupid. I want to like tailgate like they do, and I want to just sit in the stands like they do. You would think I want to be a cheerleader, but that's too hard on my body. I'm going to let that dream go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be a student one day and enjoy a football game drunk in the stands.
Dude, I think I still have my student ID and probably a handle of Hawkeye at home. You're set. You can borrow it all.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Well, if my Aura Ring isn't telling me 1 second, I might be dying. Okay, it doesn't tell you that, but it has me thinking that.
Of course.
The next second, it's got me buying things I really don't need. This is a very toxic relationship.
How does that make any sense?
Okay, here's the dealio. It gives you a readiness score, and to sum that up, it's basically like how ready you are for the day. It's kind of based off of like how much sleep you've got, how much energy you're going to have, things like that. And my readiness score for today alone is 83, which is really good. And it said, treat yourself with something fun. Your overall readiness score is good. Would you feel like treating yourself with something fun today? Your favorite meal, the best playlist, a chat with your friend, or whatever makes you smile? I read into this a little too much because it said treat yourself with something fun, your favorite meal. I was like, okay, well, then I'm going to hit up the little coffee drive-thru this morning.
Mm.
I could have made, and I was going to make coffee at home, but I'm like, no, my Aura Ring told me I have to do something fun today. So I hit up the drive-thru this morning. And then it said to have a chat with a friend. So then you and I went to lunch today.
That we did.
This is going to be a problem. This is like a horoscope.
It is.
Imagine if it said, don't talk to anybody. If I was at work, I'd be like, don't talk to me.
No, that's not possible. I do fear if it is bad, if your readiness score or whatever it is bad. If you're taking that so seriously, if it says, like, take a day to rest, you will be insufferable. You're going to be like, I can't. Oh, no, I can't.
I can't turn our microphones on.
I can't go to the copier. My Aura Ring told me to rest. You know, it's kind of a waiting game. Like, when are my partner's parents going to realize finally that I am nuts? And I think I've made it there. I think my boyfriend Curly's parents think I'm crazy. Because you know what? I am crazy.
Oh, God.
I'm a crazy cat mom.
First off, the way I am crazy.
I am. And you know what? I'm embracing it. I am a crazy cat mom. Please welcome me to the club because you started this entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
My cat stroller arrived after days of me being like, it's coming, it's coming. It arrived, and it is now a main part of my personality. It is an official personality trait of mine. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop telling people about it. I can't stop taking pictures of my cats in the stroller, whether it be on a walk or it's sitting out in the basement. And Romeo likes to just lay in it now. It's a hobby of his. And obviously I've been sending pictures to my family who they know me, that they know that like this is my level of delusion. However, my boyfriend Curly has sent a couple photos and videos to his parents and his family group chat to be like, oh God, Tay bought a thing. And I think they might think that like, oh no, what has he gotten into? Because you know what I mean? Like, what would you say if your kid was like, yeah, my partner bought a cat stroller and we're taking our cat for walks in public? It's who I am, and I'm embracing it. I can't help it.
Wait, see, you asked that question, and can I be honest with you?
What?
Well, you said you asked that question, and so I'm going to be honest with you. You said, what would I think?
Yeah, you would think it was crazy.
No, I'd be like, oh, she's getting ready for her family.
Oh, no.
Or she's like trying, that was their negotiation because, you know, he doesn't want a kid yet or whatever, or she doesn't want a kid yet, or that's their negotiation. That's what I would think.
No, I'm just a baby. I'm just a baby. I can't.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Call me crazy, but I feel like things are changing.
I don't know, man. It's going to be 80 to 90 this week. What are you talking about?
Well, specifically, the tree... You're not going to be able to see it.
Can't see nothing. I can't even see it. That's why it's called the Taylor Window Update.
Yeah, I noticed it when I got to work today. We have this tree that's like right by the driveway full of red somethings. I don't know what they look like. Apples. It's not an apple tree. I know that for a fact. It's probably something poisonous. It's full of these berry type things and they're falling everywhere. It's a mess.
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't even touch it because I'm scared. You can.
Can we get arrested for stealing fruit off of our company trees if it's on the company? And then it gets me into the next question.
I don't know.
We drove past a pear tree. No, it's not a pear. Yeah, it was a pear this weekend. And I so badly wanted to steal pears off of it.
That's actually a valid question.
Is that a crime to steal fruit?
Probably. Like, technically, I don't know.
Look it up.
Oh, I don't feel like it.
I was going to say, do we have a lawyer or a police officer that listens? Is it illegal?
If it's private property, probably.
To steal fruit off of people's trees. Like, if I drove by somebody's house and they have an apple tree,
mm-hmm.
and I just pluck an apple. Just one. And then drive away.
If it's not illegal, it does make you...
I'm so going to do it then.
Public enemy number one.
I'm so going to... If you are like, wow, what happened to all my apples? Me? I'm so stealing them. Are you kidding me?
I hope somebody catches you on their Ring doorbell. You deserve it.
I think it's safe to say everybody had somebody in high school or even like middle or elementary that just felt like they were always copying you.
Yes.
Well, I'll just admit it. I'm going to copy you, Taylor.
Okay. Are you going to, like, wear my skin or what? I don't know.
No. In Those Girls Sweat Squad, which is our private group on Facebook where you can post your fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's, like, a quick selfie while you're on your run or selfie at the gym, whatever it looks like. And if you haven't joined yet, Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. Request to join. We'll get you in like
do it
right now. You posted, it had to have been like 2 weeks ago now, a vlog of
yes.
you trying to run. Not trying. You did run.
Well, it felt like trying. I hadn't like gone for a run in probably years. So I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, I got to take a video of it to prove it actually happened. And then I survived. So I documented it because I knew it was going to be hard.
And she did it.
I did it. It was not pretty, but I did do it.
And I told you last week that somebody who posts every single day in our group, Those Girls Sweat Squad, is Joni. And Joni, one of the ways that she likes to work up a sweat is running every morning, bright and early, too. So you, both of you are kind of inspiring me to attempt to run. Now, I can run. I had knee surgery. Actually, right before we started the show 2 years ago, I had ACL reconstruction surgery, and I can run, but I don't know why. I just have a mental block. I don't know what it is. I just have this fear that my knee's going to give out, and I'm going to go crashing down, burning. But both of you are just in my head, and I just really, really so desperately want to do it. But I think I want to go a route of, like, vlogging my journey and being like, okay, this is me attempting to run. Here we go. Here's day one. And it's going to be, like, over a course of, like, 2 to 3 months or something. I did try today. I didn't vlog, though. But it was, like, two houses worth.
Dude, you have, okay, what I will tell you about this whole, like, vlogging, filming yourself.
Yeah, because you did another one.
I did, because I honestly, yesterday was like, I don't really feel like going to the gym. Like, I don't know what I want to do. I could go and just kind of, like, halfway do it. Then I was like, okay, if nobody's really at the gym, if it's pretty empty, then maybe I'll try to make, like, a little mini vlog, and that'll make me try harder. And you know what? It did. So it's like, well, I don't want to look stupid. You're filming yourself and you're already like, oh God, who knows what that's going to look like. So you're trying harder. It's more accountable. I thought, if anybody here is going to see me filming myself, I better try my hardest so I don't look like a ding dong doing it. That I think it'll make you, I don't know, you'll actually
run.
You'll put full effort into
Instead
it.
Instead of just jogging?
Maybe a run. When it comes to running, though, well, let me tell you why. Vlogging, and then what I thought about when it came to running, which was I need to see if I can still run in case the zombies ever come. That's what you need to think about.
Is that really why you did it?
Well, that, or like if somebody tries to kidnap me or I'm getting murdered, I'd like to make sure that I can get away.
Okay, I thought you were like, well, in case the ice cream man comes around the corner, I want to be able to get the SpongeBob one.
If the ice cream man skipped my house and is already halfway down the street, I'd like to catch up.
Can we dye my hair? Right now, blonde, something. I've got to change my identity because I can never go back to the gym.
Now what?
This is worse than spilling water on my lower region to make it look like I peed myself. Cleaning the machine that somebody was using.
That was bad. That was pretty bad.
It was, speaking of, you remember that guy that who he was using the machine? He just walked away for 2 seconds. I thought I was using it, so I started cleaning it. And then he looks at me like I was stupid.
Because you look like a Jim Karen.
He sees me again doing something absolutely stupid. So, I'm on the bicep curl machine, okay? And I had just gotten on it. And I don't know if you follow this girl named Whitney on TikTok, but she's really into fitness. That's pretty much all she really does on her TikTok. But one of the big things that she, like, really focuses on telling you to do on her videos is to, like, double check that the seat or the bench is secure. And so she's honestly kind of scarred my brain a little bit because she does that. She'll literally put her whole full body to make sure that the bench is, like, secure. So I'm, you know, I have to, because I'm short, I have to lift the seat up. For the bicep curl, I get it to, like, the highest level. And then I put my weight in it. I'm like, okay, it looks secure. I think we're good. I sit on it, and I put one little rep of the bicep curl. And then I go to do the second one, and boom, it goes down. I mean, way to fat shame me.
Oh, my God.
And guess who's behind me? The really buff, like, you know, gym rat guy. Who I cleaned his machine, and I can only imagine the things he's saying in his head about me. Like, oh my God, you doofus. Should have checked the seat. I did. I swear I did. I didn't even want to go back on that machine after that happened to
me. I'd be terrified.
But I did. I lifted it back up. I checked it again, and I, you know, continued my rep. But I felt so stupid. I checked it. I swear I checked it. Why did it do it to me?
I don't know.
Dumb, and I felt so fat shamed in that moment.
Okay, you have instilled a new fear in me, because whenever I go with my boyfriend Curly and use machines, he's much taller than me. So yeah. In between when we're switching off, we have to adjust whatever seat on the machine that we're using. And I always make him do it for that exact reason, because I'm scared that I won't like fully adjust it and the same thing will happen, that I'll fall basically on the floor. And if you don't know, those machines are loud.
They are. Well, the thing is, Whitney will always check it like two or three times. I only checked it once. Maybe that's my problem. So I probably should have learned. And I will learn from my own mistake. I don't know. If I'm moving forward, I check it two to three times, or I never go back to the gym.
Or
what?
You go with a pillow strapped to your butt.
That's so stupid.
Just in case you fall again.
Kind of proud of myself because I had six police officers agree with me that I'm pretty qualified to teach driver's ed.
I'm convinced you were told this while you were in the drunk tank and you're misremembering. Because why would I have ridden in the vehicle with you? It's a lot of curb checking, a lot of scary things.
I did tell him maybe don't critique my parking. Maybe that's not the best. But what I did this weekend was pretty iconic. Okay, so I helped the street team load here for the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market, which is loading a ton of equipment. And then we head downtown as well.
Yeah.
And I had to park. Obviously, I can't go into the venue with my random car, right? This just doesn't work out that way. So I parked and I was walking up. I don't know roads, but I was walking up the road, which is a Cliffs Dive Bar. I don't know which one that road is. And I see that our team is sitting in the two vehicles. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? We need to get to our spot. And I could tell that they were stuck behind the barricades. But usually we can get in. There's like a police car that's usually sitting there. Yeah. And he's just chilling next to it or inside it. And they ask him to like kindly move so we can get in. And they're like, the police officer's not there.
Oh.
I was like, well, this is not good for us. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just call like the non-emergency line. Ha ha. And then I'll get a hold of them. You know, I don't want to call 911. This is not an emergency.
No.
But then I see this guy walking down the road and he's like, hey, do you need the police? And I was like, how do you know? He's like, well, they're busy at the bank. I'm like, well, clearly.
Who's robbing the bank?
I don't know, but they were busy at the bank, so I'm not going to bother them. Clearly, there's bigger fishes to fry than what I got going on.
Well, I would go to that action anyways. I would be like, what's going on in here?
He's like, give me some money.
Pass it out. Whatever.
I'll take a 20 if you want to give me some. So, I was like, all right, street teamers, get out of the cars. I think I can do this. There was enough room where the police car was, and there was a tent in the way. I'm like, I'm going to pop the curb a little bit, but I think I can do this. Y'all just make sure I don't hit the cop car, otherwise I'm going to prison.
Oh, my God.
I did it, Taylor. With our two vehicles, I did it. And then I went up to, there were six police officers later, about an hour later after we got fully set up. I was like, hey, guys, if there was footage running in that car, can you please send it to me?
Oh, my God, how embarrassing.
Are you thinking that's embarrassing? I really did tell him to do that.
What'd they say?
They were like, yeah, of course there was footage running. I said, well, at Z102.9, please send it to me. I said, I think the way I did it, I showed them. And they were like, you had to pop the curb? I said, yes, I did. I said, if you need someone to teach drivers, I'd let me know. And they're like, yeah, the way some people drive around here, yes, we do. So they agreed.
Did they send it to you?
They haven't yet, but at Z102.9, if you have that footage.
I just want to know if they went into the office today and were like, get a load of this. Jerry's got this woman thinking she could teach driver's ed.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Did you ever ride the bus to school growing up?
I did. I was a bad kid. Oh. I would get in trouble a lot. So I like to sit in the back. And then, you know, it'll always be really bouncy back there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to try to bounce more. I'd like to get myself flying and hit the roof. Yeah. And then I'd get forced to the front.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I feel like riding the bus, though, you went through phases. Depending how old you were, it was like really cool because you got to hang out with your friends or like go to the back of the bus and do naughty things like Destiny. Uh-huh. Or you maybe got to that age where you're like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing to be riding the school bus.
Yeah.
You just think you're too cool for school. Well, there's something going around on TikTok that is so cool, and I think all kids would be down for it. And that is the bike bus.
I'm down for that now. I'm 30. Where are we going?
Oh, you just wait, because you're going to be like, how can I make this happen in my life? Basically, it's this organization who really popped off on TikTok, who their mission is to not only like help kids out and make going to school a positive experience and create a community, it's also good for the environment because they're encouraging, instead of taking an actual bus or having parents or grandparents drop them off.
That's a lot of gas.
It's a lot of gas and things
puff in the air.
Going into the air, instead encouraging kids to ride their bikes to school. Now, instead of just being like, oh, ride your bike to school, good luck, hope you make it and find your way, they have adults who probably volunteer to lead the route, just like a bus route. You get picked up, right? So there's kids who are waiting down at the end of their driveway, and the bike bus comes through. The kids join the crowd of bikers. And some of these videos, it's like, it's got to be hundreds of kids, I swear. The adults will lead, and they help out with traffic, and obviously they stop them at stop signs and will make sure no cars are coming to keep everybody safe, because, you know, sending your kid just on a bike to school alone can be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So they have adults helping with that. And then what I love is the vibes, okay? They're blasting music. They're blasting Pink Pony Club and Justin Timberlake. And then eventually Justin Timberlake joined one of these bike buses.
He was on it.
He and some of his dancers, when he was out on his tour, it looked like it was in Oregon, where this is huge out on the Oregon coast. He joined and he rode to school earlier this year on a bike bus. Now school has started again and it's picking up steam, where people are like, oh my gosh, the bike bus, it will change your community. So I did some research. There's one in the state of Iowa.
Where? Tell me it's here.
Des Moines.
No.
Yeah. One of the Des Moines elementary schools has a bike bus. But I'm like, this is so cool.
I was literally going to say, I know I might not be Justin Timberlake, and I'm not even like the dollar store version.
You want to crash it.
I so bad. Like, let me be your somewhat celebrity. Please. I want to do this so badly.
I would love this, like you said, for work. Can we make a bike bus for work?
Oh, God. I live all the way in Marion. Well, That's way too far away. Hold on.
I live in North Liberty, so I don't really want to bike to
I could do like a mile. Look at us making excuses. I could do a mile.
Yeah.
But Marion's a little far. It already takes me 20 minutes to get here. I am not biking on 380 on that S-curve, okay?
Oh, grow up. It would be fine.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Well, it's been three hard days.
It's been so weird.
Of the NFL season taking over my life. I know I'm not the only one, okay? People, and there's always one partner in the relationship who's maybe a little bit more into football than the other. For me, it's clearly my boyfriend, Curly, who is very into more so NFL than college football. But there has been a lot of football on the television in my home. And now I feel like I'm finding my community on TikTok, because there's other girlies out there who are like, well, I have lost my boyfriend or my husband or whatever until February. Nice knowing you. Thanks a lot. But I saw this one girl, and I happened to be watching, having some TikTok time with my boyfriend, Curly. And this girl comes up and it goes, trade accepted. For every 7 hours of watching football, he has to spend an hour with me at TJ Maxx.
Yep.
And I look at him and I say nothing. I like the video and I scroll. And he goes, oh, it's like that.
Yes.
I said, you know what? Yes, it is. I feel that I have actually not been firm enough in these beliefs.
Question. For the classroom, sure. Is it 7 hours in one day, or but if like they only spent 4 hours, then you restart, or is it 7 hours like in total? So if they spent 2 hours today and we spent 5 hours tomorrow, you've now hit 7 hours, 1 hour.
See, that's what I feel. I mean, it's probably personal preference, because honest to God, yesterday, I feel like he was in the basement for 7 hours. The games started at noon and they didn't get over until late at night. I was in bed while they were still watching TV. So I think it would, I mean.
I think 7 hours total. Like I said, 2 hours one day, 5 hours the next. That equals seven.
I guess, yeah. But it was like seven yesterday. It's going to be like four tonight and then another four on Thursday. So we add all these up and I'm like, maybe I need to have my trades available. I like that. It If you get a certain amount of time, then I get a certain amount of time of you coming with me to shop. Or, I don't know, like vacuum the house. If you get 4 hours.
Not a bad one.
For every 4 hours, you have to vacuum or dust. Or buy me a treat. I don't know. I need to come up with my list because I feel like this is the only fair way to make it through football season. If I'm going to allow him to ignore me.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to steal this, but I'm going to use it for video games.
I think that applies.
And I'm going to say every 7 hours in total, right? Mm-hmm. Resets after every 7 hours. You video game, I get a $70 shopping spree.
An allowance. I like it.
At TJ Maxx or Home Goods.
Can I add
wherever I want to go?
A bonus?
I was going to say 50, but I feel like 70 is like equivalent to the 7 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. And then can I add a bonus? I don't know. I mean, it's not going to apply to video games. If he sports bets and he hits the bet, I want 20%.
Ooh, yeah. On top of the $70?
Yes, on top of the $70 because I'm here to support you.
Girl, putting these bets down. Are we accountants? Is that what accountants do?
Can you make me a contract on Excel?
Okay, yeah. It's September 8th, and I want to know, is it too early to start thinking about your Christmas list?
I can confidently say you are the first person that has even brought up the C word to me. I haven't even seen
You're acting like it's a swear word now. Come on.
I mean, it's a little, it hasn't even been Halloween yet. But I feel like normally around this time, I guess, I see people being like, I'm done Christmas shopping. And I'm like, what kind of prescriptions do you have? Because I want some. I'm serious.
What prescriptions and what doctor are you seeing? Because I'm going to go there stat.
No, I wish I was that on top of it. But as I just said, I haven't even thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I'm thinking about the list more selfishly.
Now, what was I thinking?
I already know what I want. Like, I've got a list. And I haven't started it yet, but I'm like, at what point do I start writing things down?
Of things that you want to ask for.
Yeah.
Are you thinking, like, specifically from certain people? Or you're just like, I want that.
Yeah, I just want this.
Okay.
Why are you looking
at- I don't know, because I'm like, I get it.
At some point, I'm also going to start the list of what I know I want to get people.
Yeah.
But I need to start listening for things.
Uh-huh.
I should have been listening a long time ago, but you know me, I'm horrible at listening.
Right. Too busy talking.
But I need to listen to you know, sometimes you'll say something like, oh God, I need a new mouse or something, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. And I got to listen for those things. So I know I got to buy you those things for Christmas, but
yeah.
I haven't. I've been just yapping too much.
Yeah, I get that. I will say, I don't think it's too early to start
your own wish list.
No, because if you wait too long, then everybody's asking you, uh-huh. especially those like mm-hmm. awkward ones, like significant mm-hmm. other's parents who are like, what can I get you for mm-hmm. Christmas this year? And you're like, my God, I wish I would have thought about this mm-hmm. for the last 8 months because I don't want to ask for something too weird or too mm-hmm. expensive or too cheap or okay. whatever. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to start thinking about it because you can maybe like whittle it down a little bit.
This is when I go full crazy mode. I don't know about you, but I like to like, I'm like Santa, all right? I like to make my list, check it twice.
Yeah.
But I like to do it because I come up with my list and then I organize it in most important of what I really want.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start it now and then I'll check on it every week. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't really need a Dyson Airwrap.
Right.
And then I'll check it again in 3 weeks. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, I do want that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, do I start it now? Because if you start it like a week before people are going to ask you for it, you're like, yeah, I think I want a Dyson Airwrap, but do you really want that?
It makes you like really consider.
Yes, that's why I want to start it now. See, I'm not crazy.
No, you're just like 12 inside.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Let's get nasty. I'm ready for it.
Sure.
Tonight's Trudy.
Who's Trudy? Who is she? Is she replacing me?
Yeah, so Let's Get Quizzical is now brought to you by Trudy.
I hate her and I don't even know her.
No. Question tonight for Let's Get Quizzical. 33% of people say their husband is terrible at this. Mm. What is it?
Now, let's just rein it in, everybody.
I said get nasty.
We don't need a paragraph. You can text me. I'm just saying.
We are not marriage counselors,
no,
okay?
Quite the opposite, actually.
But we will take the tea.
We'll take the tea. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Maybe I should have said this beforehand. This is a really good trivia question where you turn off the radio in your car and you pop in your AirPods and you listen to us on the app or something so that your significant other hears none of this.
Or do it and just sit in silence. It's awkward.
And they're like, are you texting in? Are you? Is that why you got your phone out? No, honey. I do not have... Yes, you do.
I'm ordering pizza.
33% of women say their husband is terrible at this. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I did say get nasty.
This feels therapeutic.
I do feel a little bad now that I said that. I'm not going to
lie. It hasn't gotten brutal.
Maybe on Monday we need to do a trivia question. It's like, what do your wives do that's horrible?
Maybe.
Things even.
Yeah.
Because tonight's trivia question. 33% of women say their husband is terrible at this. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said making the bed.
Hey, we got a man in there. Look at that.
Making the bed.
Yes, amen. Michael, were you at my house earlier today?
Well, I don't know what it is because I often make the bed because I go to work later.
Yeah.
So I lay in bed longer. And then the days that he's in charge of making the bed, I'm like, you see it every day. Why are you putting the pillows on backwards?
Where are half the pillows? You forgot half of them. That's not how we do the blanket. I agree. I'm like, who taught you?
It's very odd.
The freaking Bigfoot? Come on now. Here's the thing.
A science to this.
I did tell him, that's why I'm like, Michael, were you at my house earlier? I told my boyfriend, neighbor man, I'm like, hey, if you want to make my day today, come home on your lunch and make the bed. Because nothing makes me happier than when I come home to a made bed. I have a feeling that's did not happen.
TBD.
Well, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I almost want to make this one anonymous. I'm not going to lie. But Aaron said kissing.
Yikes. Is that something that diminishes over time?
I don't think you can get kissing bad.
I disagree.
You think over time you can start sucking at kissing?
Maybe. Or you're just disgusted by it.
Or maybe they just keep eating gross food.
Oh.
Or, as you get, you're getting older and you, the more you've drank coffee, the more you're going to probably have coffee breath.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal coffee breath.
Or maybe
you saw something on Bridgerton and you're like, that's how I want it.
Yikes. Yikes. Okay. Deb said, loading the dishwasher. I was
Here we go.
Just saying this.
Here we go. Pop
May
off.
I?
Go off.
What is wrong with you guys? I'm sorry. I'm putting it down on all of you. Why don't you know how to load a dishwasher? This man left six rungs in between the plates, and then the bowls are up top, and generally you load them up from the back to the front, right? No, we like to put them in the front, so then the next person has to reach over the nasty, dirty dishes to put the bowl in the back. I lost my mind the other night. I did. And I'll do it again.
I think those girls in the afternoon are done after today because I'm about to say something that's really going to tick you off.
You're bad at the dishwasher?
I am the man who loads.
Oh, God.
He is actually really good at loading the dishwasher, and then he gets so mad at me because I leave, what you said, six, what did you call them? Prongs?
Like rungs?
I'm like, give the plates some space. They need to breathe. And I also leave food on it because I'm like, that's the whole point of a dishwasher.
Okay, if you are going to be the bad dishwasherer, then you need to be the unloader. That's how it works in my house. I will load it because I am the only one with the skills, apparently. Then everybody else can unload it because I did my part.
Why do we sound like a married couple?
Because we could never live together. if that hasn't been made clear.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I'll unload it if you load it.
No, I don't want to. No.
She still doesn't want to
load it. I don't like the idea of your crusty food not being rinsed off.
Hey, compared to the other ones, I feel like I'm a good kisser.
I don't care. Respectfully.
I don't care.
Good for you.
33% of women say their husband is terrible at this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
I don't know, man. Like, I just... What do you think if we do, like, swap wives? You know, like, wasn't that a show back in the day? Swap wives?
Wife swap?
Wife swap, yeah. Like, okay, we let Neighbor Man and Curly live together. I think they'd have a heck of a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I try to live together, Justin.
No, one of us would end up dead, and they would never want to come back, probably.
If you ever hear one of us is dead, the other one, in fact, did it.
It was me.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
A trivia question tonight. 33% of men, women, sorry, 33% of women say their husband is terrible at this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
dancing.
Mm.
You stink of dancing.
Rats.
Have you ever seen Curly dance?
Absolutely, I have.
And thoughts?
The man opinions? Loves to dance.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, if I'll, like, catch him, like, dancing to the cats.
That's cute.
I don't know why he does it. Is he bad? No. He
is. This is coming from somebody who danced at the University of Iowa.
Well, no, because I take dance classes still, so I'll show him videos, and he'll be like, can you teach me how to do that? And I will teach him how to do a move, and he can kind of pick it up.
Really?
He's just,
Go on, let's destroy the man.
He's a bit of a lanky lad. He's tall, and he's, like, a pretty small, not, I don't want to say small. He's like muscular. You are so strong, sweetie. But like he's a lanky guy. He just sometimes is looking like a green bean, like
weeble wobbling. When you say green bean, I don't think muscular at all, but you know, up off queen.
That's all. He just looks a little like goofy sometimes.
I have seen Mr. Neighbor Man dance a couple times. Definitely only really at weddings.
Yes.
And he can dance. He used to take swing classes.
Okay.
So I want him to teach me swing.
Okay. I was not expecting that.
What? That he's done that before?
He's taken swing.
Yeah, he did. So he's really good. I honestly, if I were to pick between the two of us, I'd probably say he's a better dancer. Like just when it comes to like casual dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, yeah, I danced in cheerleading, but I'm all about like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, I'm trying to think because I think I have seen you learn a dance before.
I'm not good at learning. I suck
it
at learning.
Was brutal.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.